Human cyber consciousness equals a continuum of software-based human-level autonomy and empathy as determined by consensus of a small group of experts in matters of human consciousness. Clearly, this is a human-centric definition, but it is not tautological. It is not circular because experts in matters of human consciousness are the ones who determine whether human-level autonomy and empathy are present. It is human-centric, which is in fact what we want, because, as American philosopher, writer, and cognitive scientist Daniel C. Dennett says, whatever else a mind is, it is supposed to be something like our mind. Otherwise, we wouldn't call it a mind. In other words, humanly conscious is a shorthand way of judging whether a subject thinks and feels like we do, or like other people think and feel. I can muster a certain degree of sympathy with Supreme Court Justice Potter Stewart, who, when asked to define pornography, replied, "I know it when I see it." By continuum of human-level autonomy and empathy, I am also including those kinds of independent thinking and feeling that occur subconsciously in the unconscious mind. Cyber consciousness software will have to provide for some quantum of unconscious conceptions, motivations, and decisions to produce a human-level mind. This is no showstopper, as code running in the background, of which a foreground information processing unit is not aware, is a long-ago mastered programming skill. The Einstein of computing, Alan Turing, was the first to publish the idea that software was humanly conscious if it successfully passed itself off to humans as being humanly conscious. Today, we call this the Turing test. In the words of his biographer, to avoid philosophical discussions of what mind or thought or free will were supposed to be, he favored the idea of judging a machine's mental capacity simply by comparing its performance with that of a human being. It was an operational definition of thinking. Rather, as Einstein had insisted on operational definitions of time and space in order to liberate his theory from a priori assumptions, if a machine